Hey everyone, welcome back to another segment of Business Tea with Tay. It's your host, the Business Genie Taylor, and I'm here with a new segment and the first episode of the segment of Behind the Brand, where we dive deep behind the brand of some great and thriving businesses that are happening in 2022. Today we have Sean with us here. He's the owner and founder of Platinum Podcast Editing. Sean, can you just let us know where you're located?
I'm actually physically located in Belleville, Michigan, but Detroit.
Okay, that's awesome. Sure, so sure. When did you first decide you wanted to dive into entrepreneurship?
I think I was 15 or 16. I used to want to be a music producer. I would watch Dr. Dre and, you know, all these great people, and that's what I wanted to do. And that didn't work out because I don't have the talent in that, but I still wanted to be in audio. So maybe 20 years later, I finally got into it.
Okay, and you felt like podcasting was the way to go?
Yeah, I was doing my own podcast, me and a couple friends, called The Grime Lords. And so I was doing the audio for those shows, and it ended. And I was just like, well, hey, might as well keep it going. Still do audio, and might as well, you know, turn it into a business.
That's awesome. Okay, can you tell us a little bit of the services that you do offer for your podcast editing?
Well, obviously editing, but you can get a little bit of editing, or you can get, you know, a lot of editing. It all depends on what you want, the level that you want, but I do... take out the ums and ahs and, you know, the errors. I remove the background sounds as much as possible. Sometimes it's a little bit too close to, the dialogue. So in order to keep the dialogue sounding natural, some of those things you got to keep in there. But do that. Manage. I currently have two clients that I manage. I do everything. I handle everything podcast wise. So if they want to get on a show or want somebody on their show, they need some other service. One of my clients, Two Hoes in a Pod, and that's the actual name of it. They want to get into video, so they're looking for a video editor. And I'm not great on the video. I'm very decent, so I have to hire somebody for them. So stuff like that. And then I'm in negotiation with a couple artists that are going to come to the management team too. So I'm getting into artist management, a couple rappers. And but mostly just podcasts. And I can't forget this. I put together a podcast kit for podcasters, which has a laptop backpack. You can get one or two microphones and a webcam, or, you know, whichever one you want out of the four. You can get all four, or you can get, you know, one, two, or three. It's up to you. But put that together, and that's what we got so far. Backpack,
that's awesome.
Kits, and got an ebook too. How to Profit from a Podcast.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That kit sounds really interesting. Is that for people just starting up with podcasting, or is that for any level of podcasting?
It's for any level. It's just a condenser microphone, a webcam, and a backpack. And it's just for regular people also. It sounds like it's strictly for podcasters, but it's for anybody who wants one. A friend of mine bought one for her son, and he loves it. I don't know what he does with the microphone, but he said that he loves it, so, you know, that's good enough for me.
That's awesome. That is
really
awesome.
For sure.
So do you work with people that are just local, or can anybody work with you if that is looking for podcast editing, podcast tips, or coaching in podcasting, in the podcasting world?
Anybody at all. I mean, this it's not the 80s or 90s, so life is global.
Right.
I'm online, so, you know, if you look for me online, you can definitely find me. I work with absolutely anybody. I do have a form to fill out, though, just to make sure we're a good match. So I you know, of course, you aren't a good match with everybody, any and everybody. But so I have a form for people to fill out just to see, like, I don't know about that one. It doesn't sound like we're a good match, or that sounds perfect. You know, let's do it.
I definitely think that that's a smart business move to have a form just to, you know, kind of play the field so nobody's wasting each other's time. So you can see if this person's going to be a fit for you, and then they in return can see if you're going to be a fit for them. Which leads me to my next question. Was narrowing down your target audience something that you had challenges with?
I am having challenges with. I actually haven't even nailed down the target audience yet. That's why it's only two clients. So I haven't done that yet. I'm still in the trying to find the people who not only feel like doing a podcast is worth doing, but people who feel like they can turn it into something, they can make money from it. So, you know, like a lot of people don't want to treat it as just a hobby. I'm not paying money for a hobby.
Right.
I'll pay for money, you know, for something serious. But so still trying to find the people who are serious.
That's understandable. Definitely in this day and age, a lot of people are thinking that, you know, just doing something a couple times can make them an expert at it, and they're not really open to coaching and helping. So that form that you have that they fill out definitely will help you narrow down your target audience and say, okay, these are the type of people that are coming that are willing to work with me, and then these type of people that are coming I know aren't going to convert. So that's definitely great that you have that form in place.
For sure. Don't want to waste anybody's time. I mean, time is money, like they say, and I could be doing something else, you could be doing something else. So
exactly. I agree with you.
We can work together by not working together, if that's, you know, what's necessary.
Right. I definitely agree. So there's a lot of posts, there's a lot of videos flowing around talking about creating generational wealth and generational success. What does generational wealth mean to you, and what does that mean for your business?
Generational wealth to me means that it's not just me benefiting, but my kids would benefit, my grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and, you know, hopefully for the next few generations, you know, everybody would benefit. So it's what we used to call it back in the day. I don't know if they still say this. I'm an old guy, but long money. You know, generational wealth is long money.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the people that we have in this country, like the Hines family who owns the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Kraft family that owns the New England Patriots, the Ford family that owns the Detroit Lions, this is long money.
Right.
And you know, these people have passed this money down just from generation to generation. I mean, Ford Motor Company, we know what they do.
Right.
If you like things with ketchup on it, it's only like three ketchup companies out there, and nine times out of ten is going to be Heinz.
Right.
And then Kraft, you know, they make cheese, they make dressing, they make all sorts of stuff that we actually need. We need cheese. We need our dressing.
Right.
So it might be local. If not, it's going to be Kraft.
Right. Or even Hunt's.
Absolutely.
Right. I definitely
forgot about Hunt's. Yeah, forgot about Hunt's.
I get what you're saying. Definitely.
That's not as big as Heinz, though.
For sure. That definitely is the number one that people are going to go to.
And they have steak sauce.
Yep, they do.
So. But that's generational wealth. They can pass down. You don't even have to pass down Heinz or Ford. You can pass down the Lions. You can pass down the Patriots. You can pass down the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's how the Lions actually have been. To my knowledge, the story goes that William Clay Ford Sr., his dad bought the team for him. As, you know, it's like a toy, kind of like, you know, here, go have some fun with that, you know, back in like 1964 or 65 or something like that. And, you know, now it's you know, $1 billion team or you know, $900 million team or something like that.
Right.
So, and he died. His wife took over. She's like 800 years old. So, you know, there's not much she can do on it. The son was running it for a while, but he got out. So now the one of the daughters is running the team. And, you know, once she gets too old, she's probably going to pass it down to one of her kids.
Yeah. That's that longevity that you were speaking of earlier. Definitely.
Long money. Absolutely. Right. That's the longest money.
Right. Having options of what you would like to pass down because you've created different things, generational, long term.
Absolutely. Ford Motor Company just split their company up into like three separate divisions with EV vehicles, regular vehicles, and I don't even know what the third thing is, but they can pass down one of those.
Definitely. I mean,
you know, anything is possible when you own. And that's probably like the more important part to the generational wealth is the ownership. You have to own stuff.
Yeah. Yes. I agree. So what is a piece of advice that you would give someone who is looking to use social media as an exposure tool for their business?
Well, and pretty much maybe like 2012 and beyond, social media is the thing that you have to use. Like word of mouth is probably no longer acceptable. People find out everything on social media, and is I think I said social media on social media, and there is no bigger way, no cheaper way to promote yourself than social media. People might completely ignore you in person, but see your product online, like, oh, I have to have it.
Yep. So would you tell them to be open to it, to push on it, or learn about it? What advice would you give them?
All three. If I'm not really a social media person like that, but I have a business and I want this business to, you know, succeed. So I have to be on social media. I have to engage. I have to, you know, kind of jump into conversations that are things that are relevant to my business just so these people can see it. And it may sway them and not only just looking, but it may convert them into a paying customer. So if you want your business to succeed, you definitely have to use it. You definitely have to push your business on it, and you definitely have to be on it. There is no getting around it. There is no getting out of it. It's here to stay, and there's no better way.
I agree. Social media is definitely the new wave to push your business. Like Sean said, you have to be present on social media. You have to be consistent. You have to use it as a tool to help you grow your business, not for you to just be on there, but you have to be present. You have to be able to give value, interact with other people, be able to take and give. I agree 150%. Social media is the new wave, and it will help you convert and make your business thrive and succeed.
Yes, that's the only way. I mean, like, I did an interview the other day with the guy. He was telling me, you know, I already knew. He was telling me how he uses TikTok. And he pays like $1,000 a week in advertising, but he gets like $10,000 back or something like that. You know, and it's like, you know, our parents had stuff word of mouth, and they could do stuff like that. That was them. We can't do that today. We have to use social media.
Right.
And it's free.
Exactly.
It's
a free tool.
It's a free tool. Now, if you have a business account on your social media, then it is not free. You definitely have to pay for the advertising, but it's worth it.
Right. As long as you know what you do, know what you're doing marketing-wise, it'll be successful using social media.
Definitely. You if you don't know what you're doing, then you have to hire somebody. I've hired people. I do run my own ads, but I do research to see, like with book bags, backpacks in particular. I get on to Pinterest, I get on Google, and I look up what are people looking for in, you know, this sort of backpack. And so I drop those keywords in there, so when people find it, it's like, okay, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And I do that on social media. It's very time consuming. I wish I had somebody to do it for me, but it must be done. It's a part of the business. It's like the taxes. You just have to do it.
Right. And once you get to a point where you can outsource, definitely I advise anybody to outsource areas that you don't have time for or that you no longer wish to control in order for your business to still thrive so you can focus on what you're selling.
In order to really explode, you have to have a team.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to use sports references, but LeBron has a team. You know, it's like four or five people that, you know, handle his business. He does a lot of stuff himself, but they're still a team. Like, you, if you want to make it to, you know, those top levels, you have to have a team.
Exactly.
There's just no other way.
You can't expand. I know a lot of people are one-man banding, but there's areas of your business that you're, one, not touching because you're not thinking about it, or you don't even know that that's something that you need to be doing. So,
and then when you do, you won't even understand it.
Exactly. Be open.
You have to have a team. Like, I don't have a team, and I'm honestly I'm struggling, but I can't afford a team yet. But once it's time, I have to get a team. You have to start with one person, and you expand from there.
Yeah, as long as you are self-aware, then you'll definitely be able to succeed. A lot of people don't want to accept the fact that they may need help. And needing help doesn't make you less of a business owner. It makes you a smarter person to know that, okay, I can't do this all by myself.
Since the movie just came out, Batman had Alfred. And he wouldn't be able to do a lot of that stuff without Alfred. Mm-hmm. And the black guy whose name I can't think of at the moment. But that was his team. And, you know, the Justice League and the other Bat family, Robin and Nightwing and Oracle, Batgirl, that was his team. And he really succeeded once he had the team.
Exactly. Definitely.
For sure. For sure. Hey, this has been great.
Well, I like it. I'm sorry.
I said I like this a lot. What were you about to say?
Oh, I was going to say, is there anything that you would want to leave the audience with? Is there anything that you'd like them to know about your business, about running a business in general?
I haven't made it to the like $1 million mark yet. I've made a little bit of money, but this isn't as hard as people make it out to be. You do have to do the work, though. So I'm not sure which one is more important between doing the work and not quitting. It's probably not quitting. So start and just don't quit. Just don't give up. I started this in 2019. I didn't make a dime until last year.
So keep pushing.
Keep pushing. That's all. That's all. Even, you know, without doing the work, even if you don't do the work, don't give up one second. Don't listen to naysayers and doubters. People are going to attempt to talk you out of it. People are going to, you know, tell you it's stupid and it won't work and all sorts of stuff, but they're projecting their feelings onto you. Their ideas are stupid and their ideas won't work. But yours is a good idea. So you keep going and do not give up and do not listen to any negative opinions. Because there will be a ton of them.
Yep. And just like you said, they're opinions. They're not facts. So you can't live by them.
And it's definitely going to come from your 9-to-5 friends. They're really going to have their horrible opinions about, well, all sorts of stuff. This is all sorts of stuff. But you stay the course. Do not give up.
And that's it.
Absolutely.
Well, Sean, I want to thank you so much for hopping on this first episode of Behind the Brand. Can you tell everybody where they can find you on social media?
I am everywhere on social media as Plat Pod Editing, PlatPod, Editing, EDITING. Except for TikTok, it's Plat Pod Edit. Forgot about that. But everywhere else is Plat Pod Editing, and TikTok is Plat Pod Edit.
Okay, awesome. You guys heard him here.
Thank you. People. Let's work.
Definitely. Let's make 2022 the year for everybody's success.
Let's do it.
Thank you again so much, Sean. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thanks for having me, Ted. Really appreciate it.
There's no problem. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely.